Okay, at 10:45 on agenda we have Bruce Kettler. Have a seat.
Yes, sir.
Pull up the chair. Would you please state your name and affiliation for the record, please?
Yes, sir. My name is Bruce, B-R-U-C-E, K-E-T-T-L-E-R, and I live in the county of Worth.
Okay, and with you is
Tim Williams.
Tim Williams.
Okay, the floor is yours.
Okay, yes, sir. I want you three people to know that I do appreciate, sir, all of you, giving me this opportunity to present this resolution to you.
Okay.
Okay, I have a couple of changes I'd like to offer, and I'll give this to you. The word extra in the third paragraph, cross out, and the word advises be replaced with advises rather than the word direct. For anyone here who has a copy of the resolution. Well, this is on the second page. I'm sorry, it didn't say second page. The third paragraph on the second page, where it says there will be no extra requirement registering firearms, just take the word extra out. And the fifth paragraph, where it says to direct the sheriff, change that to advises the sheriff.
I'm not following you, Bruce.
Okay, the second page.
Second page doesn't look like your second page.
I know, that's because I printed it out different. We'll start it out like this. This is the second page. I have to fold that. Second page.
Well, okay, part of the resolution.
The resolution, not the five-page letter.
No,
this is the resolution. I have two pages and a resolution of five-page letter.
Okay. All right, say again now which.
Okay, on that second page, the third paragraph, where it says, no extra requirement for the people to register firearms, I feel that the word extra should be crossed out.
Okay.
Okay. On the fifth, which is two down, instead of directing the sheriff, change that to advising the sheriff. I could go through the reasoning of that, but we only have 15 minutes here, and I'm not going to waste any time here.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
Those two changes.
All right, we got those two changes. Okay, now if you have any questions of me, I want to have this in your hand so that you can, you know, look at it and ask me the questions.
Well,
okay, now.
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead.
Could you, gentlemen, in simple terms, explain what this does? In your mind, what would this do for Worthville County?
Well, basically, it's not in a lot of states and a lot of places around all over the country. A lot of the sheriff departments and county commissioners and whatever have said that they will not go with a whim of an executive order to restrict gun laws on law.
Executive orders from federal government?
No, the federal government, yes, that's correct. A lot of sheriffs and counties. And that's, by the way, that's all in my notes here, and I went through this probably 10 times. I got 8 points.
El Paso County has done passes.
We talked about El Paso County last week, and we asked John to get us a copy of what they have done.
Right.
And Weld County now, I believe.
Weld County is the sheriff. The sheriff has made a declaration. By the way, there's 226. And you want to know in, you know, what does it say? It's in a few sentences. It says that we here in the county do not feel that the law allows us to be made to conform to any new regulations regarding firearms since January the 1st. 2013. And this is lawful. This very well researched document. By the way, it contains some information that's in the El Paso County resolution, mainly concerning the United Nations. I found that out later after I put this together. There are now 13 states that have this sort of thing in the works. And this is a very fast action by 13 states. That we don't want any kind of regulation that, you know, from the federal government, we have the right not to, by law. And
we already have enough laws on the books. Let's stick with them instead of imposing more that they're not taking care of.
Right, that's part of it. Okay, and this problem of disarmament, I'm going to skip two because we're already up down to 10, but I'm going to skip one and go to three. It's worldwide. I mentioned that in a letter to you, to the county commissioner, the five-page letter. This is a worldwide problem. And we're left with Switzerland. And by the way, Switzerland is a peaceful nation. And we owe their peace, the peace within their nation. Not only lacking conflict between the people and the state, but conflict with all the surrounding countries. Because all the people are not only armed, but they're made to be armed. They're trained to be armed. From early childhood, they're taught. In Switzerland, we all own rifles. And in Switzerland, we all train with rifles because we want a peaceful state. And that's what I'm about, by the way, is peace. And just like our police department here carries a gun, keeps the peace. If you didn't carry a gun, you'd be promoting violence. I'm sure you'll agree. Can you imagine a police officer walking around going, I'm going to enforce the law here. I got my handcuffs. The guy looks at him and he says, wait a minute, where's your gun? Now, lack of guns does not promote the peace. And a lot of people, you know, have the mentality, the idea that guns promote violence. No, they don't. In fact, I can prove it 10 ways from Sunday. Wherever you take the firearms away, you've got violence. Violent crime. Up any city, wherever you got a lot of guns. By the way, thank God for Orfano County and the Department of Homeland Security here because, and when I say the Department of Homeland Security, I mean the people. I don't mean DHS per se. I mean the people. We have Homeland Security here. Would you say? More guns, more security. In the right hand, of course. Mentally ill people, I mentioned that in here. I don't want to endorse mentally ill people. I'm God. Okay. The UN is one leg on an octopus. By the way, I've only got 7 minutes left. So I'm not even going to talk about that. I covered four. I'm going to five. I've got 8 points here. In another letter to you, I wrote of, now this is an important point. I'm going to cover this one. I wrote of three rights we need to use. We need free speech, we need to use it, we need the right of the states to their own laws, and we need to rely on the oath of office. This gentleman here is taking his oath of office. And we need to rely on the fact that the military and the police have taken an oath of office, and that this gentleman here has taken an oath of office. So these are the three things. Now, a question could come up in someone's mind. What about the checks and balances in Washington, D.C.? In grade school, I learned that one. We have an executive branch, we have a legislative branch, we have a judicial branch. Why don't you rely on that? 30, maybe 40 years ago, I would rely on that. It's broken. It's not completely broken. A judge, Catherine B. Forrest, she proved that there was some people in the judicial who were honorable and would say, that law you passed, the NDAA, is not constitutional, therefore it's null and void. Unfortunately, the broken part of the judicial system, three Obama appointees overruled it. Okay, so the judicial system's broken. I mean, the system of checks and balances. And what we are still left with, First Amendment, free speech, 10th Amendment, the right of the states and counties, and the oath of office that you gentlemen have taken. Now, We the people have voted. I said this earlier, but this where this point belongs. 13 states are in the process of nullification. 226 sheriffs, as of yesterday, some having, and I have quotes in there, in the five-page letter, have signed their name in blood. I will stand between anything that comes between me and my people, and I will die. So that's what our founders did, when they signed the Declaration of Independence. They wrote their names in blood, and some of them died for the freedoms we have today. And they gave us this Second Amendment. I know you're an avid hunter, I read it in the paper. And that's fine. And I appreciate the fact that people want to protect themselves from criminals. They didn't write that there for them. They wrote it for what they had experienced and what they knew of history. That armed people are free. And disarmed people are slaves. And then I hear the story about, we're not coming to take your guns. We're not coming to take your guns. Just reasonable. We just want to take little clips. You know, these. We don't want more than 10 rounds. I have the Feinstein bill here from CNN. They don't want to take our guns. Only 157 of them. Itemized. This is the Feinstein bill.
You think that bill will pass?
50-50, but whether it does or not, we don't have time to wait. This is an urgent call to action. This is not like the NDAA where they may someday come in and start arresting people. I was here with you and the other two county commissioners about the NDAA. I said, go take your time with this, you know, look it over, take it on advisement, check with your legal people. This, I can't do that. I'm asking for action because even if the bill doesn't pass, something else is going to come up. We need to do this before the bill passes, in my opinion. Okay. All right, what do I got? 3 minutes? Okay. Slavery. I want to cover one thing that's very important. People have died all over the world after their guns were taken.
Millions.
I don't call that peace. I don't call that peace by any measure. We're endowed. The Chinese, the Japanese, blacks, whites, Hispanic. We're born with freedom. The Chinese are born with freedom inside their heart. So it's a natural law to be free. So, that's almost 3 minutes. Okay. So, I'm going to cover the eighth point. The time is late. The people, evidently, in the country, including the people in New York who have refused to obey their state law to register their firearms, you might say the people are up in arms. Use a pun. They're up in arms. So Switzerland's free, I want freedom, and the people, I'm sure, in this county want freedom, and they don't want war, and I mentioned the three checks and balances. I don't even like to talk about the fourth one, it's called the Second Amendment. Because I believe firmly that if the people take papers and take their pens and sign their names, the pen is mightier than the sword. We can prevent that. I don't want people to have to go to that. But I believe we can stop it because we have the oath of office. We have the armed forces, or members of Oath Keepers, who've sworn an oath to protect and defend the Constitution. I've got 1 minute left. So, basically, the hour is late. I have a whole bunch of documents I was going to go through. I only had 15 minutes. What I'm going to do here is if you decide that you're going to rule on this today or not, You should have these, because I've got copies of UN treaties, I've got, and a bunch of this stuff is on my website, and the website's on the document there, and I have a bunch of business cards here for anybody that doesn't have my website, they can go check out my website. And I want you to keep the schedule. I've got a Kennedy speech here. I'm going to leave all this stuff right here. And I've got all this stuff. Some of you people may not be on the internet or not like to use the internet. I've got a Kennedy speech here. I was going to go through this and quote it and all that stuff.
That's fine. You can read it.
And, you want them to have this too? Okay, good. And so I would ask you, because of the urgency of the hour and because you can see how many people are up in arms throughout the country and are taking action. When I said 50-50, I can't say what they're going to do. I just said 50-50.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. All right, so, but I would say, well, it depends on a lot of factors. It depends to me on a lot of things about what the people do. The UN is only, I've got Kennedy's speech in there. The UN is only one arm of an octopus. So don't let you think I'm saying that the UN is the problem. It's people that are over our federal government and over other governments. And I've got a lot of documentation to show that. Okay. I've spent my time. I'm going to ask you people, please, for the sake of our country, every county counts, and for the sake of the people in this county, please, please, vote aye. Say yes. The people do want this. I know that's true. I've talked to a lot of them. Very few of them I find anybody who would be against this. Anyway, my time is up. Do you people have any questions?
At this point, we really don't, because we are over time here, and I got to get the next one in here.
Okay.
But I do appreciate you coming in here. I appreciate your passion, and we will take this, because we can look at your...
And you will take it under consideration. And how long do you think it might take before we reach a decision?
Mr. Chairman, here's what I would suggest: that we send copies of this information to the Walter Police Chief, to the County Sheriff, and the even Marshal's office, see if they have any comments. And we may want to check with our attorney as well.
Absolutely.
You know, clearly, I think we all support the Constitution. I know we do. Obviously, and I'm not prepared to vote on this today, but we can do this fairly rapidly.
All right. Well, I am available anytime you people want me to come in and answer questions. And I'm going to make one more suggestion. Please connect with the El Paso County Legal Department.
That's what we have to do, actually.
Because they have the UN in there. They have the UN mentioned in there.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Mr. Kettler, thank you. It's obvious you're very passionate about this topic, and lots of people are.
Something else you can do is just go to the UnitedNations.org on the internet and look up Agenda 21.
Okay?
That's going to be a lot of behind the scenes.
And
all this.
Okay.
Well, find out, and if any of you people want to meet me back here, or even to go have a cup of coffee.
Thank you.
I'd be glad to go out and eat with you. Okay.
I don't want to be there anymore. What, do you want to go now?
Okay.